Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Emma, are we interrupting you?
Sorry. Really?
What was that? Were you like waiting to start eating? When I introduced Texting Tutor, I mean, were you literally just sitting there waiting for me to start?
Who's eating Funyuns?
And is why is your popcorn so crunchy?
Seriously.
It's not Doritos.
That wasn't a chip?
No, that's
I thought
popcorn.
It was a chip. Also, did you hit the kernel or something?
Oh my God, I got my...
Did you chip a tooth?
I got my smart pop.
Dang.
Wow.
Loud ass popcorn.
Sorry, I'm gonna put it over here now.
All right.
Can we do Texting Tutor now?
She's hey, all excited. She's like that Michael Jackson meme eating a popcorn ready to go.
You just let us know when you're ready. All right, we're good.
Okay, we're good.
Good. All right. Kristen, what is our Texting Tutor?
All right. So y'all may have remembered earlier this week, we had a Bert Show listener email, and she and her sisters are throwing their parents a 25th anniversary party, right? It's their 25th wedding anniversary. They want to do something sweet and special for their parents. So the sisters are planning this party. They've enlisted an aunt to help them plan this party. And the aunt was responsible for the guest list and the invitation, sending out the invite to this surprise anniversary party. Everything's going swimmingly. They have a venue. They have decorations. They have the cake. They have all the things. And they get the evite from their aunt, and they're looking over it, and they noticed that there is somebody who has been invited to said anniversary party that should not have made the list. This is a friend of the mom's, or should we say former friend. They had a falling out a couple years back, and they are no longer on speaking terms. They assumed aunt was in the know. I guess she wasn't, and so she included this friend and invited her to the anniversary party. And they're like, under no circumstances can this woman show up, because now the anniversary party is not going to be celebrating mom and dad's love. It's going to be focused on this friend who is no longer a friend, and it's just going to be hella awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure out how to uninvite this person from the anniversary party. And I suggested, well, they emailed us with the dilemma. Might as well try to help her out with the Texting Tutor. So we're supposed to have the sister on, and or the daughter of the parents having the anniversary party that they don't know about. And she wants to text said friend, ex-friend, and be like, there was a mistake. You should not have been invited. We don't want you there.
Okay. Hey, Megan, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Does that sound about right, what Kristen said?
Yeah, 100% right. And it's just going to be really bad if this lady shows up. Mom never told us why they had a falling out or what happened. We just know that it's pretty bad, at least on my mom's end. Obviously, not on her friend's end, because she accepted the RSVP, but I don't know if there would be some underlying motive. So
yeah, that's what we were all concerned about also. Did she accept this invitation knowing she was going to go into this causing some kind of stress, some kind of tension, and doing it in a passive-aggressive way? Either way, our mission is to make sure she knows that she's not invited anymore, right?
Right, right, exactly.
And have you gotten, because, you know, your aunt didn't know, are you including your, does your aunt now know this is an issue, or are you saving her from all of this?
I'm saving her from all of this because I don't want her to go to my mom and try to, you know, fix everything. So we're just trying to keep this, we, meaning my sisters and I, are just trying to keep this under the rug.
Okay, let's just, I'm going to play defense here for a second, because sometimes I think you have to text. When you're putting something in writing, you have to assume they're going to share it with other people, right? So you sort of have to walk a fine line here. Bless you. So is there any chance that this text message conversation between you and she is going to be shared among mutual friends?
I don't think so, because her and my mom, they were really close. It was just kind of really the two of them. So I don't think it'll be shared with mutual friends. I really don't.
Do you want to be, you have like, there's multiple routes to go, but two of the routes, you know, are being honest and saying, hey, this was an accident, or two, just lying and being like, hey, we changed the date and avoiding it altogether.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with lying.
Really?
Oh, where did that come?
I didn't either.
Yeah, let's think about this for a second here. Let's think about the... Because I think that we can get what we want with honesty here. Rather than, I think a lie could catch up to us. Us, like I'm part of the family. I think a lie.
Are you invited to the party as well? Did you get your invite?
I just think that this might be a place where there's no lie necessary. Like if we just come clean and say we're trying to avoid any kind of tent, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, just lying seems so much easier right now.
Only because I don't know why they're not talking, and my mom is like so adamant about not telling us until I don't know. I just rather just try to avoid it altogether. Like her not even show up, try to show up. She know where it is. She know what time it is. She knows it's a surprise. It's just, this can go so wrong. And I don't see her as that type of person, but when people are angry and they haven't spoken to each other in a long time. So for her to accept this RSVP, seems a little shady to me.
Lying would definitely make it easier right now. But it's certainly going to come back to bite somebody later on.
I know.
Because what if she sees, what if she sees through the lie, Megan, and she does show up the night of anyway, and now you got two surprises, the surprise party. Like if she sees through it or she thinks like she knows something's up, and I mean, I think it might be a slim possibility, but it's a possibility she could still show up the night of.
Because the details of the fallout really is not what we're trying to get at here. It doesn't even matter. No. All we need to do is communicate that there'll be uneasiness and we need to avoid that.
Okay, so let's go with the truth. Let's take a deep breath. Tell me what to say.
I still like the lie, though.
Okay, I know you do. all right, give us a couple of seconds here, Megan. When we come back, we will start to construct this text or texting with the friend and just make sure she stays away from this thing at all costs, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Burt Show texting tutor coming up next.
The Burt Show.